Blog Talk Radio.
Don't have to play with someone that makes you cry.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. I am your host, La Pearl Negra, and I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Stan the Man Phillip. How you doing tonight, Stan?
Oh, much better now that I'm back.
Yes, yes. Welcome back, too. Good to hear from you. You can't be abandoned. You know, you can't be leaving us like that with no word, no sound, no pictures, no me, nothing.
I know it. I know it. I know it.
You know what, you know, you knew I was going to get you, right?
Oh, yeah.
I can't mess with you about the raw link, but I can mess with you about disappearing like that.
Raw link pending.
I know, right? I know. It's all good. It's all good. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. sponsored by Raw Links, LLC. Why be average when you can be raw? Now, I'm not going to say nothing to my co-host about it because you see it, Raw Links pending. They are definitely on their way, okay? But I got mine. I always got mine on, always. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 and participate. We love you, too. Now, before I go any further, I must send a shout-out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio and a very, very good friend of mine, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Without him, there would be no us. Ben, how are you feeling, love? How you been?
Been busy, but today we've caught up with a lot. I am now relaxing. I have time, and it's time to do poetic therapy.
There's that tone, there's that voice, that charisma that I missed last show, but it's all good. Matter of fact, it ain't just last show, all week long. I ain't heard from you.
I haven't been on anybody anywhere. It's been kind of crazy, but the crazy has passed. Yeah. Now we can get back to the normal.
What's the normal? Okay, something new.
Exactly.
I don't even know what normal is. Well, when you figure out what normal is, you let me know because I just, crazy tells you the truth. Crazy, you know, is right out there. It's nothing hidden with crazy. It's just it is what it is.
Okay, I got a little 575 for you on that one.
Oh, you brought me a haiku. All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Well, I guess it'd be more toward a senru, but yeah.
Okay. Well.
And it's also what you would call a mondo because it will ask a question, and then answer it.
Well, the mic is yours.
Crazy. Or madness. Crazy is a condition. Madness is a choice. And peace.
You know what? I agree. I agree. I do. I agree. You know, because, and I love that. I love that piece. Madness. We have a tendency to slip into it when we've dealt with so much craziness. Honestly, I don't think it's a choice to go mad. I think it's a choice to stay within the madness. I'm going to leave it at that. Because go ahead.
Yes, indeed. There are times that's a comfort zone.
Yeah, it can be. Because it can be so you don't have to face what's really going on, what actually took you there. But it's not a safe space, even though it could be comfortable, you know, a comfort zone. We find a lot of things that are not good for us, a safe, you know, a comfort zone, but it doesn't make it safe for us. Like me, I'm a foodie, and I do comfort eating, you know, but it's not good. You know, it's not healthy, especially for a woman my age and my size. Not hun, please. I ain't trying to get no bigger. But I like that saying. Did you write that one, or was that someone else?
Yes, yes, ma'am, I did. That was me.
Okay. I should have figured through with the crazy.
Yeah. I'm going to tell you this one. This was a little story someone told me that helped me to realize that sanity is subjective. It's completely subjective.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the story of a king. And he was a good king, and his people loved him.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something happened to the well water in his kingdom to where everybody drank of it, went mad. They became crazy. And all of his subjects have drank from the well, and they're all crazy. He's the only one who hasn't drank from the well. And the people began to rally and worry because their king to them was acting so strangely now. And the king was faced with a dilemma. His people no longer looked up to him because they thought there was something wrong with him. And the king walked out of his palace, went to the well, and drank of the water. And he went crazy too. And the people rejoiced because their king had found his sanity.
Oh, wow. Now, you know what? That just gave me chills. Really. I love that. Oh, my God. I really, really love that thing. See, this is what I'm talking about right here. That's all right.
Yeah, but this is it. It is subjective. It's a social construct. If your society sees something as crazy, then it is. If they see something you look at them doing and go, oh, that doesn't even seem right, for them it's sane.
Mm-hmm.
It's subjective.
I agree. You know what? I agree. I absolutely agree. Whew. You always bring something profound, and I always learn something from everything that you talk about, and that's what I like. I want to quest for knowledge, so to speak. And I always, leave with something.
Well, this is the thing I like to do. I like to look at things from a perspective with a certain twist.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to take it out of the lines.
Okay. And that
because life is outside the lines.
I have never colored inside the lines or within the lines. I've always, because I don't have a steady hand like that. And my brain doesn't work like that to stay within the lines either, because I'm always looking for something different. I don't like the comments. Not saying there's anything wrong with it, but you want to change. You want to see something different, something that's going to just offset the balance just a little bit, keep you awake.
Something a little askew, yes. If
yeah,
for nothing
yeah.
else, for the reaction. It amazes me as if you're not inside the lines, the first thing somebody asks you is, why are you outside the lines? My first answer
Absolutely.
To them is, why not? Why not go outside?
Absolutely.
Conformity is boring.
Yeah, it sure is, because it's routine. You know, sounds monotonous. And you want something different. I like to, not so much stir up the pot, but just to be, like I said, just to be a little off balance, you know, keep you in check.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Nothing wrong with crazy.
No.
I have a piece that I wrote the other night, and I think I read it once on, I think it was my hobby show. But I'm going to read it again tonight, because I really couldn't find something, anything else. I started writing something else, but so I'm going to read this one. And I called this No Direction for Careless Whispers. I would smile for you, but my heart is broken, and my tears make my hands too slippery to gather and hold the pieces to put it back together. I can still breathe. For now, see where to go or who to reach for. Because when you used to tell me that nothing felt more like home to you than my heart, I was safe. Till you just tossed me to the wolves and vacated it. I have no guidance. You once asked me, How do you go back to being strangers with one who's seen your soul? I didn't have an answer back then. Now I know it isn't possible. What I need to know is, how do you find your smile after the one who just makes you smile for no reason when you look at them? Took all your tender kisses and turned them into careless whispers. Now I can't breathe because I'm drowning in tears that I have no choice but to tend to. You once gave my meager existence such life. Everything was clear. Now my own heart doesn't even recognize me. Every day I'll cry until I don't want to cry anymore. I would smile for you, but my heart is broken. And that's that piece.
Ow. Damn. I know. Put on the smile, put on the foot, but it ain't there. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a certain
the
person's
face.
Fault because of a certain topic that they had. It took me there. But it's awesome.
Wow. Well, that's all right, because that brought out a perspective on the situation where, yeah, you're broken up, but you still try to face that world with a brave face, or like you say, the smile. There's
yeah.
no real heart behind the smile, but you're putting it out there anyway.
Oh, yeah. I used to be, you know, when you go through so much stress and heartbreak within your relationship, you learn how to put on a smile to hide what's going on inside. But my eyes would always give me away. Every single time my eyes would give me away. And people that knew me, even people that didn't know me, they would look at me, no matter how bright my smile was, people would look at me and say, "You okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but deep down inside, I am broken. I mean, I'm so broken." And it was hard. Y'all know I'm an emotional creature. It was so hard to keep myself together, but I learned how to play that game and keep that game face up. Now, listen, I ain't playing with it no more. If I'm feeling a certain kind of way, everybody knows it is what it is. But back then, it was hard. It still hurts a little bit. Because you know what?
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we ever truly completely get past the hurt that was put on us. It's always something that lingers, that it's like a residue on your heart. You know what I mean? But we don't give into it anymore. We just know it's there more so than just like, but it's always just a little tiny piece there. You know, that's all good though.
Yeah.
But I'm glad you liked it.
I do. Yeah, I do. You know, that, there. Yeah, ouch. You know, that was like that song that came from 10cc, that I'm Not in Love.
I'm not
talking about
in
that
love.
Picture he
yeah.
had hanging up, and don't you dare to ask me to give it up. It hides a
Yo.
Nasty thing that's lying there. Every excuse in the world why he's not in love. Every yeah. excuse in the world why he's not in love, but yeah, right, dude. Come on.
Yeah. A lot of us like to tell ourselves that we're not because we don't want to face it. You know what I mean? Like,
No.
That's not what it is. I'm not feeling this. This is not what it is. It's something
well,
else.
Well, basically,
you know,
what
like,
you do, a lot of what
like,
you're doing there is putting up that front to let them know, nah,
yeah.
you didn't get to me. Bullshit.
Right. Oh, man. That's awesome. But, yeah, I love that song. So you will have me download that damn song now when I get off this show because I haven't heard that in years. That's one of, like it's a classic. It is a classic. But, like,
yeah.
Hotel California, it's a classic.
Oh, my God. My favorite, my absolute favorite version of the Eagles' Hotel California was the one they did on their their return after being away from each other for 14 years, mm-hmm. which was hell freezing over because nobody believed they'd come back. You know, they weren't mm-hmm. going to get back together until hell froze over. So when they finally got back together, they called it Hell Freezes Over. And that the rendition of Hotel California they did with Spanish mm-hmm. guitars, oh, my God.
Lord.
It was something.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, Stan, let's get to these callers because I know they're like, well, damn, are they going to have a lot of... And the first call I have up is my diva, VIP. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, Diva. How are you tonight?
Hi, Diva. Hey, Stan. I'm good.
Oh, good evening, lady VIP. How are you?
I'm good. I'm wonderful.
Awesome. Yes.
I'm glad you're back.
Yes, yes, girl. I miss them. So, what's on your mind tonight, Diva? You got any mental stress you want to let go? You want to talk about, or you want to get to your
peace? I'm really good tonight. But I just want to lay this little piece on you. Remember Soul Food Cafe, the cafe, and we had that. What was it? I don't want to be away from you because I'm going to miss a thing.
Yes. Dang, I just came across
that piece. I'm going to do that one.
Ooh.
Okay, all right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I wish I was near you to watch you sleep, hear you breathing, and perhaps see you smile. In your arms, I want to stay. Be lost in your warm embrace. I want to stay forever feeling the way I do. I don't want to be away from you because I don't want to miss a thing. Not even saying I love you. I dream of you. But pictures in my head can't replace the feeling I get when I kiss your face. While we're apart, the sweetest dream will never do because I miss you and I don't want to miss a thing. Has the universe finally heard me? You got me daydreaming, my heart quickly beating. I'm so happy we're doing this. I can't wait to be with you. I don't want to miss one smile between us or many miles, though. I miss you, babe, and I don't want to miss a thing. I want to hold you close, feel your heart so close to mine. I just want to stay with you for the rest of all time, and that's that piece.
Oh, wow. That is so romantic. Wow.
Yeah. You know what? The whole time you were reading that, you know the song was in my head. And I don't want anything. Girl, that was a beautiful, beautiful piece because every time you said that line, it just made it even better. And girl, you just got to, it's that voice of yours. Oh my God, it's like if I was a dude, you'd have my full attention. I'd be looking at you like, yes, baby, it's your voice. I'm telling you, it's so sultry and so soft.
I appreciate it.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, I'm a dude. I will testify to that fact.
Oh, thank you.
See? What I'm talking about right there. I love that piece, so dear, but thank you so much. Now, before we let you escape, because, damn it, Roberto, he is like blowing up my other phone. It's like it's a red button that shows up, and it's just flashing. She's coming. Can I talk to her for one more minute? Can I have 60 more seconds? Thank you. Good grief. Okay. Now, Diva, can you please tell us what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Of course. Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my sultry diva, La Perla Negra, will be in the studio with me. In the love zone. So the topic has yet to be announced, but it'll be a good one. So y'all come through. And on Friday, I got Express Your Vibe at 9 p.m. as well. So y'all come out and be as you are, you know, and don't suppress it. Express it. Right, Diva?
That's what I'm talking about. Do not suppress it. Bring you, baby, all you. Yes. Express your vibe. That's what I'm talking about. Thank you very much, Ms. VIP. Now, please, please, scurry over there to that man's office because he's going to get fired. He keep pressing me like this, okay? We're going to have to have a corporate meeting about this. Cause I don't know what you're saying to him. I don't know what you got to do. You did something because he's a professional, but he done lost all his wits about him. Goodness. Down over there, girl.
That's because it's Roberto. You
one
can't blame Roberto for that. You can't. You've heard him say it himself. I cannot help myself. She is so beautiful.
Beautiful.
That's it.
That's exactly how he says it. All right, people. One love, Rusty.
Oh, Sam, you right there with me. I love it. That's what's up.
Oh, now, this is the person responsible for that piece. I'm about to open up this next mic. We go from a VIP to a poetic. Hello, man. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. What is going on? Stan the Man Phillips, good to hear your voice, my friend. Welcome back.
Van Poetic Meadows, it is wonderful to hear your voice, sir, and it is good to be back.
Likewise, likewise. Hey, La Perla Negra. What's up, Danielle?
What's good with you, Van?
Nothing, man. Just enjoying the show. The songs that you opened the show up with was amazing. I love them. Nice work there.
Thank you.
Your pieces. Stan, you can't come off a hiatus and give us like a couple words, bro. You're going to have to find another piece later on in the show. I mean, I'm just going to put that out there. I don't know about everybody else, but that's what I'm going to need.
I'm ready.
I'm going to make sure he gives it. So, yeah, you came in here like, two and few in us. That's what that was, you know, giving
right,
us little
right.
breadcrumbs and stuff. You can't come back like that. He's right. I got to agree with him this time.
Absolutely.
So what is good with you tonight? What's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm feeling pretty good. I just got this piece I want to drop into the airways, if you will.
Well, whenever
by
ready.
All means.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Desirable Rage. I want you and all your flaws. I need to behold the goddess within you, so retract your claws. Put your fangs away, because I've come to say, I want you within the realm of your reality, so I can plant myself into the womb of your world and spirituality. So we can praise and pray together, align our chakras to coexist forever. I want you in everything about your royalty, so I could be soaked in the divine essence of your feminine loyalty, while the universe cries at your sculpted behavior, begging me to be the sculptor, choosing to chisel away at your destructive mindset, the one that says no man is ready for me yet. I want you so that I can show you the security in my arms sanctuary. Moving worlds and galaxies with a kind of love so interplanetary that even the stars' alignment become in a disarray. My wants has destroyed my needs, and this new path that has been birthed just feeds. It feeds on my heartstrings, making sure they never dry out, especially reminding me there's no way out of suppressing these innermost feelings and desires, forming in my soul like emotional raging fires. Burning so wildly, tattooing burn marks on my chest to remind me how I want you above the rest. Your insecurities will wrap their arms around my torso just so I can say I love you. I love you. And that's that piece.
Whoa.
Ooh-wee.
Yo, go ahead,
okay.
Stan.
I'm going to say it right now. Between him and this VIP, that was sappy to the second power. I am telling you. Y'all so big-time romantics. I am telling you. And the way interplanetary, oh, my goodness. Rearrange. Oh, wow. That's the great thing I love about you. I love the way you, with your wordplay and your metaphors, how you just extend that above and beyond, my friend.
Oh,
that
you,
was extremely romantic.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate
wow.
it.
Wow. Yo, that my inbox is blowing up right now. Yeah. Look, when is that book coming out?
Because
I know that's from one of your books.
That's in the Book of Love, the Ebony Connection, Volume 5, the Book of Love. So that will be released with the erotic pen. So they'll be released within the next few months.
Awesome. So see, y'all know I'm a fan, and I want to read the Lord that piece. Oh my God! All right, I'm kind of speechless here. That was beautiful, though. That was God.
Oh my goodness!
You talked about galaxies and good grief! I'm Lord. Thank you. That piece is beautiful. It really, really was. Oh my God! Thank you for calling in. Before I let you go, though, okay? Because I'm gonna tell y'all right now. You and VIP, I don't know what y'all did to my therapist. Okay, but Alyssa has. She has inquired about you, and I really don't have a whole lot to tell her about you. I don't know what y'all are talking about, but she calling my other phone. All right. Can you please tell us what you got going on?
What
y'all,
I've got going
y'all
on.
Are destroying my therapist. Okay. What you all got? I'm getting tongue-tied here. What do you have going on in the Epiphany
Man, it's going to be a busy week for me. Tomorrow night it will be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is going to be the Soul Cafe, where I will be one of the hosts along with Miss VIP. Ha, ha, ha. Not Miss VIP. La Perla Negra. See, I had y'all. I got to see if y'all paying attention now.
I want to see Perla how far
La Perla Negra, the CEO himself, author Larry Maddox, and essentially Janice. And then on Thursday night, the Get Down returns with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. I cannot wait. And then on Saturday, it will be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. So, yeah, so it's going to be a busy week. A lot going on.
I see. Goodness. I had no idea, but yes. Y'all really coming back?
Yes.
Yes.
Y'all really coming back? Playing, right?
Is hoping to get a release from his doctor this coming Monday, so y'all be in prayer about that. That J-Rob gets the doctoral release that he could use his voice permanently.
Yes.
So, the Get Down.
Oh, I'm excited.
But I am looking forward to this.
Oh,
I mean, realize it's been a whole month without the Get Down.
Yes.
Oh,
man. We were stressing. We need our fix, man.
Yeah.
That's one of our fixes. One of our addictions over here at Epiphany. Doing us like that. Jeez. But I'm glad he's much better, man, because I was praying for him. I was checking on him almost every day. And just to hear his voice again, that's a beautiful thing. All right, here he comes. Jeez,
all right, I'm on my way.
Lord have mercy. Go on over there to the therapist office. And
all right, thank you so much.
Have your conversation.
One love, one mic. Remember, take your love.
What love was like?
Oh, man. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what they done did to my therapist, but I'm starting to feel some type of way about both of them because the therapist don't even talk to me, and I'm in the payroll office, you know, handling what's going on with the paychecks, and they don't even talk. They just come by, snatch their check, and keep on moving, and don't even talk to me anymore. I like to talk. I mean, therapy. But, and they just forgot all about me. I don't get it. But I tell you what, before I open up this next microphone, I'm going to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. Now, let's open up this next microphone from Poetic to C-34 Music. Hello, C-Double. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How are you?
It's been quite a while. How have you been, La Perla Negra, with your sultry voice, and Stan the Man with the joy of painting boys? How have you been?
Oh, I've been well, sir.
I like that.
Yes. You were talking about colors and stuff like that. I'm like, dude, I'm not trying to get high right now.
I'm not trying to either. I'm already there.
See, this is where I want to grow up to be just like you.
Oh man, it's good to hear from you, C-Double. How you doing tonight?
Well, the old lady's in the shower right now, so I'm timing it.
Okay.
Oh yeah,
that'll work. That'll definitely work. Definitely. Well, I'm glad you called in.
But I do need therapy. Definitely I need therapy because I had to deal with the host of The Price is Right again.
Oh, Lord. What happened?
What?
He has characters at his job.
No, this isn't at the job. This is online with the host of The Price is Right.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my God. Have mercy. Oh, my Lord, have mercy. What happened?
Yep, Cleveland rocks.
Oh, my goodness.
You ain't hurt nobody, did you?
I'm just going to get on down. Yeah, you said ain't going to hurt nobody. See, you just went there. I need a kid and play high top fade right about now. That's what I need.
Yo, ain't gonna hurt nobody.
Wow,
that's what's up. That's what's up. Definitely. No, don't hurt nobody. Don't hurt nobody. You just want to lay back and chill and let things take its course. You know, it's gonna be all right.
Not with her.
Be just fine.
Not with her. Not with her.
God, y'all cutting up tonight.
I told somebody I needed to do Tonya Harding so she could put a hit out on Nancy Kerrigan for once. That's
Whoa.
What I needed.
No, you didn't go there. No, he
didn't. Yeah, I did. Yeah,
Ooh,
I did.
We talking about that's destruction. Woo, man, what they do? Yeah, you do need
Yeah,
some
but
therapy.
The problem is she'll like it too.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay. I need some water. Jordan, bring me a bottle of water, please. Okay. I can dig that, though. I can dig that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Goodness. Oh, my. Y'all got me going tonight. I needed this uplift because I've been a little emotional, you know. But it's all good. It's all good. Wow. Now, Free Double, what
yes.
do you bring for us? Because I know you brought something. You always do.
Well, I brought this piece that I've done on the Get Down before, but I'm going to do it here. And it's called Worth Waking Up To.
Oh, I like that title.
Thank you. This message is misogynistic and perhaps superficial. But before you make a pregnant pause to spread eagle, I'm not into you. See, I'm a physical, visual individual seeking a woman who's feminine, who's naturally beautiful, even freckles on her skin tone. So I connect the dots to let her eyes be sparked by her brilliance. And that isn't you. Because every pussycat that twerks on shafts can give love a bad name living on prayers, even if it's slippery when wet. I need to see your face and not just for oral examinations. I need someone to make my America great again every morning when I wake up. Beauty that yells on the quad during school days, calming my furious styles, morphing me to become highly educated. Someone to levitate me to her level of greatness because a big butt and a smile cost a lot of toilet paper and high maintenance. Your first impression is botched and could use a facelift, like Nicolas Cage and John Travolta snapped by paparazzi, and you want me? Nah, girl. I know I'm hollow and shallow like donated bone marrow, but words and compliments come after physical attraction. So can I get past the factors that you are not that magnet and you repel me to where you tell me to go to hell? But I'm doing backflips. Hey, y'all, I'm just being honest in this shaking Polaroid. Dig if you will, you're the picture I want to avoid. Because I went for body blows before instead of the knockout. Got uppercutted by low self-esteem, playing it safe, not going above my dreams. Could have had Jane Kennedy or Halle Berry, yet I'd settle for Precious. Not realizing she had mental issues and I was living in Armageddon. Afraid of the beautiful ones leaving me in this computer blue screen of death, full of errors, for a conference of men ugly as ever, like Biggie Smalls, Busta Rhymes, and Bushwick Bill at McDonald's, sipping fake amaretto. See, the next time I fall in the glory of love, rename me Peter Cetera. Though I'm not from Chicago, it's a hard habit to break, but I'm getting better. There's someone for everyone, but I'm not for you. So let's just be friends or journey on our separate ways without open arms because I'm not your friend with benefits. I need someone worth waking up to, not upchucking to after making lust to. Though temptations say beauty is only skin deep, waking up next to you, I'm losing my religion and REM sleep. And everybody hurts sometimes. But to be straight up with you, opposites attract, but you are not my type. To say it's not you, it's me, even Maury Povich would say. That was a lie. It's like suicide while listening to Sade in this facade, knowing sleeping with you is a crime. And even if I was on Fear Factor, choosing $1 million to sleep with you for one night, I'd rather jump off the cliff yodeling on The Price is Right, because Ain't No Way to You Out. Come On Down. And that's that piece.
Man. Losing my REM sleep. Oh, I love that. That was great wordplay. That was outstanding wordplay right there.
I would rather jump. Do what?
Jump off the
I'd
cliff.
Rather jump off the cliff, Yoden, on The Price is Right, because ain't no way for you all come on down.
I've got to love that. Yodeling.
Okay, yodeling. You know what? That cliffhanger gang is like that game. Wow.
Man.
You know what? I can't keep up. I cannot keep up. Everything that you say in that piece, every song, rap, show, reference, I know, but I just cannot keep up. That was an awesome piece. I really, really like that. Man, it's so awesome.
And, you know, I wasn't really going to do this piece, but with what I was dealing with, it had to come out tonight. I'm sorry. It just had to do it.
Okay.
It's poetic therapy, man. This is the place for it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yes, indeed.
Now I can go for some for real calls, liquor. That's what I need. And I don't mean licking her. I need liquor.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. In the therapist's office, there's only wine that is being served. But there are recliners, some nice music that you can actually control yourself. You can some headphones attached to the recliner, so you can, you know, with a remote, you can turn on something that you want to listen to and grab a glass of wine.
Okay, so I'll listen to some Christopher Cross Sailing. I'll be fine.
Now you're talking. That's what I'm talking about. I got a question since you mentioned that. Which version do you like better, Christopher Cross or Avant version?
Avant has always been whiny to me. I mean, I won't just slap him. If you would have said Christopher Cross or NSYNC, if you would have said that, I would have had a hard time choosing.
I'm a fan of Avant. I like that teardrop in his voice, that so-called whine. I like that. But can't nobody touch Chris. I'm sorry. Chris Cross is the man. Okay.
I call Avant R. Kelly Jr. anyway, so.
Oh!
Hey.
Wow. Honestly, I have no expectations of people because it actually, like, puts pressure on any kind of relationship that you may have with that person. I don't have any expectations. You just make it do what it do, baby. Yeah, that's it. But you're going to have to wait your turn because just like Roberto is hooked on my diva, Ms. VIP, Alyssa, my female therapist, I don't know what they're doing to my therapist.
Okay,
we're gonna
when
have
you
to
say
have
quite
corporate
snippy,
meeting.
Are you talking? Wait a minute. When you're saying quite snippy, you're not talking about Lorena Bobbitt snippy. Are we talking that way?
I said smitten.
Okay.
Smitten.
Oh, I thought you said
smitten.
Okay.
No, not
okay. Elena Bobbitt.
No, she likes him. She's taking a very strong liking to him.
The idea of cutting them off at the pass.
It could be their intellect. It could be their intellect and them being good conversationalists. But I still have to call a corporate meeting because this has got to stop now. Y'all are just pulling too much attention away from the other clients that I'm sending over there. I'm paying y'all. Y'all got to do your job. But I'm gonna send you over.
Okay,
there
so
anyway.
I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting my turn like cross-eyed Johnny Gill.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
One love, one mic.
One love,
one
mic.
One mic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is approximately 1 minute before the 10 o'clock hour, and you actually have up until 10:59 to get in here, put your hand up, and sit a piece and talk to the host about whatever's going on to relieve some of your mental stress. Because after 11 o'clock, the Blog Talk lady has no chill. Okay, she has zero earth to give, and she will cut you off. So get on in here. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 and talk to us. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. And we're going to open up this next mic. Stan, that's who we got on right now. That's who's up next.
Who's next?
We got the CEO of Epiphany Radio. How you doing? For real?
Shabba-doo. Shabba-doo. What it do?
Somatic therapy. Good with you.
What it do?
Oh,
babies. What it do, babies? Yeah, I'll tell you what. You're for real the poet. It's going to do whatever you need it to do. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
What
do you know that, right? Hey, Stan, did you send me those measurements, bro?
Yes, I did, but I didn't send you an address to send it to.
That was the issue. I knew it was something. I had one thing or the other. But like you said, it's in what word you use?
Pending.
In process?
Pending.
Oh, pending.
Pending.
It is pending.
It is pending. It is pending. I like the word pending. I just realized that I like that word just now because I think I can use that in a way. I'm sorry, y'all. You have to excuse me. I'm thinking sexual right now.
Oh, Lord. Well, you could use pending for anything.
That's why I'm here. I need therapy. Everyone needs a little bit of therapy every now and then. I'm trying to, stay clear. I'm trying to keep that type of stuff out of my mind. But the way you said it, Stan, it's like I felt like I needed to use that in a sentence in concerning romance or something like that, pending. I want to do a piece with something with love pending. You guys understand the sound of my voice. I already know that Poetic already said, oh, I'm going to use that. I can hear him saying that right now. so because I know it. I will deduct him. I will deduct him 10 points for even thinking about it.
He ain't even near to call forth with. That ain't right.
Yeah. Let the deductions begin. We have been away from deducting for a while now. It begin. I call forth with 10 points against Van for even thinking about you, Ben. You must call Toothache before you call Root Canal.
You keep switching it up, Mel. It's either Toothache or Root Canal.
You can't go straight to the Gipper. You got to build up upon it.
Toothache.
Oh, okay. Now I get to call Root Canal. Boom. So I trump you.
Oh, no. You can't do that to me.
Well, you know, when they have the rule book in your hand, then, you know, it's a little different.
That isn't fair.
But you did good,
okay. I have to take that. I'll take it on the chin. Metaphorically.
That was beautiful. I like it. Okay. I have another one. I will let, okay.
We
had I'm gonna
to
let
specify,
you, I'm gonna let,
didn't we?
Miss Pearly. I don't feel right as a gentleman. I usually let ladies go first, so I'm gonna let you call Root Canal. Okay, I'm gonna call Toothache. Okay, let's do it again. Toothache.
Root Canal.
So therefore, I call head trauma. I call head trauma. That trumps it all.
Now, see, you can say that until the actual show, the newest one, Head Trauma.
Head Trauma.
Yes, recognize this. You must recognize this. He did not mention exactly which head.
Either one would be, well, I think that either or either would be extremely traumatic.
Exactly. Yeah.
I prefer to get hit in the head on my shoulders before getting any damage down there.
True.
It'd be hard to do.
Who gives a damn if you can remember your name as long as you're still functional?
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. You can't do mathematics with your head down here, you know. But up top, I don't know. I'm confused. I might need more. You know what? I come here for therapy. You guys caused me to need more therapy. But I'm confused now.
Well, I could get you in there, but your station manager seems to have gotten all her attention. I don't know what they're doing. And my co-host for the Love Zone has all the attention of Roberto. Can I request a corporate meeting?
Yes, you can. We do, because it seems as though the therapists that you got back there are too into the clients, first of all. Into them as the way they are. I think your therapists may need therapy.
Yeah, I think they do. Nothing with them too. They got something going on. I don't know what it is, but okay, good. I'm glad. Yeah, we need a corporate meeting, because they just cutting up, for real.
Yeah. Well, whatever happened to Abigail that used to be back there?
She quit.
Did she take Alonzo with her?
Yes, she did, and that's why Roberto is there.
I told you I don't like the guy Roberto.
But he was doing such a good job. Everyone loved talking to him.
He was doing good jobs back there. He was doing good jobs when he's supposed to be, handling business therapeutically.
You're gonna break up a happy home back there.
There should be no happy homes in the back room. There should be therapy going on. That's
when you
about.
Turn the sultry voice of Miss VIP loose on anyone.
Yeah.
Well, you have a point, Stan. Matter of fact, shout out to Miss VIP. Hello, darling. Hello, dear. My love.
Oh, Lord,
baby love.
Poor thing. Yes, we're going to talk about this later, definitely.
Yeah, I call Shazam. Shazam will be a new call here.
Shazam, head trauma, toothache, root canal. Oh, goodness. I need some Excedrin for all of this.
Shazam.
Shazam.
Oh,
Captain
God. Hood.
I think Shazam would take the place of
Oh, Lord, you know that makes me laugh.
Shazam. Well, I got to say both. I feel that as though I need to say both. One accentuates the other. So when you go, Shazam,
Lord.
I got to see Shazam first. Let me see. Shazam. No, Shazam to go. Shazam, has to go first.
Ah.
I think you could coin that. I really do. I think you'd get a patent on that.
Which one, Shazam or
Both together, with them together.
With being first.
Yes, I do.
Shazam. You know what? People are listening, and they're actually doing this. They can deny it all they want. But I hear a lot of people doing it.
You know they are.
Shazam. I hear Steve W40 doing it. I can hear him. I know Vanden already did it already. Caught it already. That's another 5 points. I know he's doing it. I know it. I know it for sure. Ask the next caller when they'll tell you that they're doing it. They can't stop doing it, matter of fact. It's continuous.
Well, mm-hmm. I would argue that point. But then again, Van's in there with that therapist. So, mm-hmm. Shazam.
Mm-hmm. That was a good one, Stan. That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. It was. That was perfect.
Shazam. Mm-hmm.
Oh, mm-hmm. Stomach hurts. Ooh, ooh. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can't stop doing it now.
Oh, God. You have to, because you have to get to your piece and you have to tell us
okay.
what's going on in the Epiphany Universe.
Ooh. Oh, on so. Yes, at the Epiphany Radio Universe. This Monday, we will be having open mic, y'all, at the Soul Cafe. That's right, the return of the Soul Cafe, y'all, this Monday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time at Epiphany Radio with myself, La Perla Negra, the one and only poetic and essentially Janice. We'll be opening open mic, and we'll have a lot of fun and laughs to start our week off. And then check us out the following Monday at Raw with Rain, where they're going to be picking my brain concerning Raw Links and things and how it began. So that's what I got going on, y'all, and hopefully you guys will join us. Nothing but fun and good times to start your week off at Epiphany Radio. Shebang and peace.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Now, may I ask, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight, for real?
Okay, I have a new piece. I actually unfoiled it the other night on Renaissance Poetry, and I like to perform it again for you guys. The piece is titled, I Painted Her.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, Miss Pearlie. I painted her with my emotions, covered her canvas completely with who I was and how I felt about her. I painted her with a brush dipped in everything that I've been feeling. Words, no need to be spoken. My heart and how it feels lay on display like a book wide open. You can hear its humming amusements. It vibrates in vibrant tones not meant for human ears to hear. No, it pulsates in tiny ways. Massages the inside where the soul lies. I be that, love. I be that. They say to be that, what you intend to attract. Magnetic. So with a bit of me, I place in the atmosphere to see what it bounces back. I wait. Using as allure, my heart as bait. Patiently just to see what it attracts. Yet, there's nothing in this air but thickness, getting hard to breathe in this, yet it clears, dissipates, it disappears, and the sky falls love on me, tender and sweet. Finally, love bounces back to me. She is what I catch, like a cold contagious. Her contagions flood me, her thoughts paint me. Abstract sensations cover me. Her oily substance decorates me. Delicate fingers tracing vivid images. Illustrations illustrating her feelings. Iridescent imaginings. She paints upon me. I'm her canvas. She paints me. Acrylic. Fast drying. Her brush covering stresses of a stained and depressed past where most times we spent just on surviving. Her brush reminds me, see, I come to life the more she touches. Fingers brushing lightly against me, creating this portrait of we, this work of art brought to life spiritually, this painting of her and me, resting. Beautiful past.
type of magic is this, where we create our own images, bring them to life, and receive a kiss from the artist? Poetic, isn't it? So.
Oh.
Oh, man.
No, no.
Oh, man. Pharrell, I don't know what happened. We can't hear you, man. You started sounding robotic and then nothing, just silent. I was enjoying that piece. Oh, wow.
Really?
All right, I'll tell you what. I'll come back to you to see if we can get you again. But for right now, Stan, we're going to open up this next microphone. We go from Pharrell, the poet, Douglas, to Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing?
Hi, it's Lady A.
Oh, it's Lady A. Oh, my goodness. You know what? Your number is very, very similar to his. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
I thought you was Jared. What's up, Lady A? How are you tonight, love? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Thank you very much. Good to hear you guys. Some great stuff so far.
Oh, man, they're bringing it. They are bringing it for real. And I know you brought something. But before we get into that, is there anything on your mind you want to talk about, or any mental stress you want to relieve?
Well, yeah, but maybe some other day.
Okay. Well, this is Poetic Therapy.
Okay.
So. What did you bring?
After I read my poem, I guess, and go from there. I brought a bit of a happy poem, I guess you could say. This is where I get my strength and my renewed spirit from the ocean. And this is called the Oceanic Tribute.
The mic is
yours. Oh, I like that.
Thank you. Oceanic Tribute by Lady A. Smell the salt and seaweed from the ocean vast, clear as crystal smooth as the looking glass. Memories inside my head like a million grains of sand, coral and anemone hide ticklefish and crabs. Tides go out and leave behind treasures from the sea. Sun-kissed face turns to the sky as waves sing quietly. Total freedom, breath deeply life's seascape. Drowned in aqua waters, there is no need to escape. Magnetic forces pull me in, a life force which I embrace. Water is where I belong, natural and full of grace. Limpid pool beckons, calls my name aloud. Earth, my living diving board, I plunge deep without a sound. My feet are planted firm in sand beneath the tide, water clear and cold, yet it still beckons me. My soul is in this place. These waves of life I ride. Below the surface I belong, and enveloped by the sea. Channeling Aphrodite, queen goddess of the ocean, some magic potion cast a spell and captured me. Nourished by salty air and the briny deep, like turtles, I'm led back to the beginning, back to the sea. End poem.
Oh,
it's amazing.
You could
see the shoreline. You could hear the waves. And, yeah, there is something cathartic about being there, looking at that vastness, and yet being able to stand in it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are a part of it. Yeah, I love that poem.
Thank you very much. It is a huge part of who I am. The ocean, and I have many poems about it, and it is a part of me. It's the other day I stood in the water up to my waist, The waves were fairly high. Some would splash over my shoulders. And I stood there for an hour just in one spot in the water with the waves. And it just gives me... a great sense of peace. And there isn't anything else that does that for me.
That piece was absolutely beautiful. You always bring something that is just, it's captivating. I am such a fan of yours, and, you know, I understand because I am definitely connected to the water myself. It is it's a pain reliever. It helps you relieve your stress, and it reminds you of who you actually are and that you are worthy of love and all the good things in life. Water is life. It connects everybody. It replenishes us. So. Thank you, Lady A. I truly, truly appreciate that. When I'm feeling a certain kind of way, I definitely go where the water is. So, thinking that. And,
yeah. It's like where we come from. I mean, from the time we're conceived in that salt water for 9 months, you know, you live in the water. And there's just something very special about it. It can really rejuvenate your soul.
Yes.
It purifies.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It purifies, and it also preserves what needs to be saved. So, yes, baby, you need some therapy. I'm going to send you over to the therapist's office, sweetheart. Thank you for calling
in. Okay, thank
you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Lady A. And thank you for sharing.
Wow. Before I get to this next caller, I'm going to do this again real quick. Then. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 to participate. We love you, too. Now, let's get back to this poetic therapy stand and open up this next microphone. From Lady A to area code 484. Four. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Blaze the Soul Snatcher.
Hey, Blaze.
The Soul Snatcher.
Hey, Blaze. How you doing? Welcome to Poetic Therapy. What's going on? What's good with you?
Family man and La Perla Negra. I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Great night tonight.
Yes, it is. All these wonderful, talented poets calling in here with these unique bios and these awesome, beautiful pieces. They're just killing it tonight, man.
Yes, they are. And what the lady that was just on, her name is Lady A that just can't, that was just on?
Yeah, that's her name, Lady A. That's our Canadian connection.
Lady A. Yeah. Man, yeah. She wasn't lying, because that's the only time I get, that's the only way I get to sleep. Because I have to turn my phone up and listen to the water splash, whether it be rain, thunder, and lightning, natural disasters, the sea. You know, I have to, that's the only way I can go to sleep.
Okay. Yeah, that water is amazing, but it is, you know, the major percentage of what our makeup, our, you know, what makes us what we are. We can't live without it. You know, you can go without eating for a certain period of time, but you cannot go without hydration. You have to have water. You have to. You cannot live without it. Yeah. So, yeah, it makes a big difference. And, yes, the rain is my favorite. I will walk for days in it. The summer rain, people look at me and be like, that queen is not afraid of getting wet. No, I'm not, baby. I love it. I love it. And it's so good for you. It is. And it does amazing things for the body inside and outside. Man, my locks love it. But how
and
you
like
been,
he
Blake?
Said about the sound. Like he said about
the sound of it.
One of the greatest meditative sounds I've ever heard is rain on a tin roof.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yep, I got 12 sleep sounds, and that's one of them.
Oh yeah.
Man, I love it. Mine are the sounds in the forest. I love to hear it hit the leaves and hit the dirt. Oh God.
Yeah.
And the smell of it. The smell of
it.
Just
that's
really
awesome.
Yes, Lord. Yes, yes. I'm so grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. So. That's good.
Well,
Mr. Blaze.
I came to add to the greatness, hopefully,
of course.
Tonight's poetry.
Okay. What did you bring for?
Have a piece. I'm not going to enclose the title, but I am going to do the piece. You'll hear the title after. And now I'm starting to get my voice starting to get dry.
All right, well, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay. I want to become your verbal virus whose sole purpose is to wipe away your memory via tasting your every creamy aqueducts into fetal positions just by way of a mere caressing of your thigh, licking on the highest point right beside your juice pocket, then gently turning you over to bite on your buttock while playing inside of you with my tip on your tip, watching you trip because you can't wait to slide on this dick. And I can't wait for you, your shit to get sick and throw up on this brick after brick after brick till shit. I spark and part your neck, making me the brand spanking new architect, prepping, build home. Listen, I be done came in bone, having you feeling like the Game of Thrones, the way in which I'll have chosen you to suffer, cuff your wrists and ankles to bedposts, keeping your meds close because you going to need them the way you going to be froze, girl, and the way I'm going to have your toes curled, and you will know I came to win by any means, not here to fight fear. Got you saying, yeah, daddy, right there,
eyes rolling to the back of your head like a student sitting in the back of the classroom in total fear like they just sighted a baboon in their bathroom. These arms will allow me to lift you up from any position, dear, while fucking you, switching gears, putting nutting you and erupting you after multiple hours of hugging and juggling you and after all my varying moves, carrying you. So any one of you ladies, if ever you come lay beside me, just know we'll be walking around while you ride me. You'll be fucked up for real when I say, yeah, I'm marrying you. I was just bullshitting.
In peace.
Oh,
you know what?
Oh.
You know what?
Oh,
Lord, you know
damn.
What? You want to stop playing, Blaine? You want to stop playing? I almost called you by your government.
Oh,
this name.
No, no, don't you ever stop playing that. That was a great twist at the end. I don't give a damn. That was outstanding twist at the end, man. Oh, my God. All that
real
wonderful
fun.
Erotic imagery, and I'm going to marry you. Psych. Oh, come on now.
You real funny. You real, real funny. What's the name of the piece, Blaze? What's the name of the piece?
I was just bullshitting.
You know what? You like your own bang on you right now.
I'm not ready to bang on your ass.
You play too much.
All right, I'll tell you what. Thank you for that piece. That was fun.
I like that. That was that
yes,
was, pretty,
it was.
That was pretty good the way you ended. Okay, all right. But I'm going to send you over to the therapist's office.
Oh, I'm sorry. To add on to everything else, please, yes, send me over to the therapist because do you know the difference between therapist and the rapist?
A what?
Therapist and the rapist.
Hello?
No, I don't.
The therapist is just a different way of saying the rapist. And so the rapist will be going over to the therapist. And I don't know if you'll have your therapist after I go in there with her.
Oh, wow. Okay, please. I'm sending you over here. I'm not even going to refer to you as that. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Lord, have mercy. Okay. Wow. Okay.
That was definitely a different direction.
Yeah, that kind of threw me off. That really threw me off. Okay, I'm going to open up this next mic to this next caller. We got us a Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. Welcome to Poetic Therapy, Joe. How you doing tonight?
Hey, good evening, La Perla Negra. Good evening, Stan the Man. How's everybody doing?
It's a little wild
man,
up in here right
tonight.
Now, but it's all good. that last one just kind of threw me off, especially with that. I don't even know what to call that, Stan. Was that a riddle or what the hell was that?
No,
what
you
kind
know,
of question
it's
was
about,
that?
I got what brother was saying. You just got to check the spelling of the word.
I get
I feel
that.
I get.
Right
yeah.
there. yeah, no. Nah, nah. I'm going to have to talk to him
yeah, you know,
about
he's,
that right
You know, he's just toying with the English language. That's all. Just toying with the English language.
Oh, yeah.
I get
Definitely.
It. I get it. Trust me. You know, I get it. But, all right, I'm going to leave that alone.
How you doing today, Joe?
Fantastic. Fantastic. How y'all doing? Yeah. How y'all doing?
We're you know, actually doing pretty good. Actually doing
yeah,
pretty good.
Right.
Oh my goodness gracious, they kind of throwing me off right now, but it's all good. Ooh, I had to pat my head for a second. Okay. What did you bring
for us to listen to tonight? Because I know you brought some.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I got this poem called A Love Once Known.
All right. The mic is yours.
All right. A love once known. Where is she now? Love of my love, giver of confidence. Someone told her she was fat. I showed her she was all of that. In public is where I displayed my affection. My attention was giving fully. I was bullied to her shyness. This queen, washed clean of her past, hath taken me on a vigil fast. Where is she now? Have the covers of another shown her warmth? Have my teachings gone past the bedroom door? She knows how to love herself now. She knows the mirror reflects the 180 degree. She knew when I saw her, my grin was in awe of her, like the first time I swallowed her. She knew she was more than a snack. Where is she now? As I look back upon fond memories, she was nurse to me, and I loved her white hose. She was family, a receiver of love's prose. I saw her once in my moment of conflict. I couldn't break away from my script. She was church lady. I was still me. We both respected honesty. Where is she now? I honestly don't know. But this image shows me the love I knew, a love that grew from just, how are you? A love that grew to introducing you to my mother, God rest her soul, and to yours, God bless her soul. And the brief years that we built upon, I was the one who lost it, who caused it to end. Oh, to begin again and think, and then the results would be the same. Hallowed be thy name. Where is she now? I can barely sense her, but I remember, born in September, and the towers went timber, and it rendered us apart, dark with an empty heart. A new chapter to capture a remnant of what was. There were small steps, but no less true to love. For it's you I loved and still do. Where are you? End poem.
Wow.
Wow.
Go ahead, Steve.
Is, I think, an excellent lament. That is an excellent lament. It really is. Where is she now? Man.
Absolutely.
There's a whole lot of feeling in it.
I appreciate that. Stay in the man. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know I'm a fan of your pieces. And those words right there, where is she now? I can feel that when you say that. That's just, man, it leaves a girl like me dreaming. Like, yeah. And you want more of the story. You sit back and
you it's also a tribute to 9/11 as well. Because she was actually born on that day. Born on that day. That's when it happened. Yeah, so double tribute.
Oh, man. Now you're trying to make me cry. I ain't going to do it. I cried, man. That was a beautiful piece, y'all. Man, thank you for that.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for having me.
And what I'm going to do, I'm going to send you over to the therapist's office. She should be just about finished with her other client that's in there. I don't know. I don't even know if Poetic allowed anybody else in there because she doesn't become, you know, she kind of likes him a lot, so. But,
that's all right. They can have a room. You know, young folks need that space. So let them have it.
I hear that. All right, Joe. Thank you for calling in. One love, one mic.
No, you're welcome. You're welcome. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Joe. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, Sam, we go from Joe to verbal mind. Let me open up this next code 807. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, Stan. Hello, Le Poetess La Negra. It's your boy, Robbie. I haven't been here in a while, but I'm glad to be back.
Hey, Robbie.
Well, I have a piece here that I've, you know, busy. It's I stuck it out during the worst of pandemic and working, and I was doing curbside pickup, which was just like, I don't even think about it now because I want to remain chill for the show, but it was hard. But
okay.
I've been actually on a uphill tilt, which is nice. It's nice when you're actually starting to do better, even when everything around is just, you know, so hard. So, I've got a violin that I'm learning, and I'm also learning a kalimba.
I love string. Okay, I love
that kalimba
string.
It's kind of a unique thing because it's that African, it's that sound box with the metal tongs, you know, and you play them with your fingertips. I've got a piece here. I'm glad I picked it because I didn't catch the whole thing. The one lady's piece with the ocean. I happened to be picking this one, and actually it has some, I think it has, yes, a bit of oceanic themes to it. And actually it is set to Buddha Attitude. There's an album called Buddha Attitude, and the song is called Under the Ocean. So, and then I have another special musical treat after this, and this goes out to you, La Poetess, and to the lady who's listening. I really hope that she's listening. Even if she doesn't, I want her to listen in archives, because I can almost guarantee you this is something you haven't heard before, and it'll fit perfectly. And so I'm going to read the emergence here. I'm partially reading this because every time someone goes to my SoundCloud and they're a new listener, I see listens to this one and I see reposts. I don't know what it is about this poem. It's one of my favorites too, but everybody at my SoundCloud, they just love it. This is like one of my most popular poems. Anyway.
Okay.
Okay.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I look up to the sky, nestled under the oceans of her wonderment's kiss, and I can feel her, sense her, pulsing, lapping at my shores, her ebbs flowing with my tides within, and she speaks of amour in the languor of her ocean's waves, and she tells me that she loves me in the currency of a midnight kiss starshine that cuts through the turbulent atmosphere of my wavering doubt that I would ever be kissed by her and her alone. And she descends from her throne to reach me, to speak to me of her language that is ours and ours alone. I settle myself down upon her sandy shores, tracing the feeling of her essence as I draw sandcastles of her wonderments, the magnanimous nature of her embattlements that mysteriously trace themselves as constellations in the nighttime sky. And I trip a light fantastic as prismatic wonderments assail themselves upon the irises of my inner eye. And I can spy the emergence of her love, her blessing unto me that kisses itself upon my crown in the form of meteoric starshine kisses that I catch with my hands that go beyond optical illusions, as I catch her love's stardust and sprinkle her stardust upon my eyes. So then my eyes, they become placated, my wonderment satiated, as my irises flare up in gentle fireworks, dragons of delirious ecstasy, nymphs of her symphonic revelry, exploding in hallucinogenic genetics that burden themselves in an imprint upon my soul. And I lay there under her sky's starry midnight kiss, as my moon's body receives her kiss's lisp of moor, an accented accent of her body pressed against mine. And we say the language, we speak the language of love without ever saying a word, as our spirits merge into one. And we take flight to my moon nestled in her sky, and we pockmark my moon's landscape in soft orgasmic explosions, as we cry the crying of love's doves, wings collapsing under amorous, arduous labor of love. And my moon, it sets her sky on fire as we perspire under the starlit pressure of love's listful censure, and we press against each other until the very end of time. I imagine all of this in a single moment of time as I see a starlight shine, a pulsar pulsing with her as yet unknown love, the nebulosity of her making an incursion into my thoughts, like the crown of hair draping itself as a nebula curtain upon my moon. And I wait for her in the shadow of eternity's smile. And now here is some musical accent. And what you just heard is an ocean drum.
That piece was absolutely exquisite. Whoever that lady is that you are talking about, she's a very fortunate lady to have something dedicated like that to her. That was absolutely beautiful, Robin. Thank you for bringing that to us. Thank you.
I will say this. That was a feast of metaphors and images. That was that was amazing. That whole visual I had going on with that was, Robbie, that was outstanding. That you literally painted those images with those words.
I love writing like that. It's just so fun, you know? And thank you. And the ocean drum that I played a little bit, it's an amazing thing. It's like a big frame drum, like the round drums that you see that are made like of calf skin or some sort of skin. But the thing is at the back it's like hollowed out sort of, and you see a clear plastic, so you can see the back of the drum. And there's like probably something like 500 or something. Tiny metal beads. So when you play, you hear a bit of a rustle, and then when you twirl the drum around, you hear the.
Oh, that's what gives it the sound of the water.
Yeah.
The ocean.
Oh,
exactly.
Okay.
That's why they call it a water drum. With the water drum, they put those beads in there, and it's supposed to simulate the sounds of rushing water, and I think it does a really good job.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful instrument. I love playing it.
I can imagine. Oh, wow. Thank you very much.
The other lady
liked
the drum too.
Very different. Thank you.
Glad to be back.
Definitely. And
it's
remember,
good to
it's
have
always
you
an open mic here. Yes, and it's always an open mic here waiting for you. Any night of the week, Tiffany, you call in. So
I'll be in the
what I'm gonna do.
Therapist ocean, the therapist or the therapist drum, playing the ocean drum when people come in.
Oh, that'll work. That ought to be nice.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, Robbie.
One love, one mic. When it's good hearing Drew.
Wait a minute. Let me. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
No, I'm just saying it was good to hear Joel the Verbal Mind Dancer. That's the thing. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. definitely. All right, yeah. Right. Robbie, I called you Rocky on the block, but all right, one love, one mic, bro.
See ya.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Very interesting instrument. I love being introduced
very
to new things.
Very interesting evening.
Yes, it is.
This
it
has
is.
Been very
we still got more callers. Yeah.
I know.
We got more callers coming in. So I'm going to open up this next microphone to area
on
code
to the next.
518. Welcome to Sir Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic? Area code 518.
Hello?
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 Area code 518.
Can you hear
Welcome
me?
Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Yes. Yeah. Can hear you.
I'm surprised you still don't know my number, but okay. Everybody's used to be calling from the landline. If I call from a cell phone, what happens? Nobody knows who you are.
Oh, my God. I don't realize. You want to let everybody know who you are calling?
Hey, everybody. It's Mojave. How are you?
Why are you calling on a different number? You playing with my emotions, my eyesight.
I'm not, because I was you know, me, I'll be doing like triple, quadruple duty sometimes. So I literally was like, okay, well, let me call, do this, do that, while being on Clubhouse, while doing something at the other at the same time. So I'm just online on my laptop, you know, I got my whole little setup in my little office type situation. And I thought I had time.
You know what? And I got your number written down. I just didn't look on my little call log thing. Because I'm not used to seeing that number. So how you doing tonight?
I'm like, oh, great. I'm like, I thought I had more time.
No, you don't. You're here now. What's good with you, love? We got to get you in here and we got to find out what you got going on in your Epiphany universe. Because you always have something going on. He's got something going on right now, Stan, as we speak. Okay?
I know.
It's always something. always.
So just for the record, for Tiffany, next Tuesday is War Council. We're doing dating in the digital age. We're talking about what constitutes a date. How do people find newfangled relationships? Different things. We got a lot of food for thought. And I don't know if the War Council itself is talking amongst each other and having this great conversation. We can't wait to extend that conversation to y'all. It's going to be great. Everybody can chime in, whether you're in a relationship, whether you're married, not married. We're talking about everything in this digital age. You know, we're going to bring up some stuff that's been hitting the social media pages and out there. You know, we're going to talk about that. So the woman who basically has been charging her boyfriend for years for rent and not knowing that he was living there. We're going to talk about different things in that same whole thing, little cousin Samuel's little East metaphor, just a lot of different things dealing with this digital age and dating and newfangled relationships that we find. So it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to get, you know, so we invite all to listen, to call in, to have that conversation, to talk about it. Feel free. Please understand this is a constitutionally protected radio station, so everything we say is constitutionally protected by law, but we are not therapists, or some of us are not therapists, but do not accept our word as personal opinion. Treat it like a parable, learn something from it, take it with you, make your own decisions, come in, call in, have a great time. It's War Council. We're here to make sure that we talk about the important things of essentially building relationships and keeping them.
Awesome.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. And I'm so looking forward to it. Thank you for that, Mojave. You sound different on this phone, and that is why I didn't recognize you. But you know, it's all love. Other than that, I would have been like, hey, what's up?
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, what's your head? What's happening? Wait a second. We're doing some poetic therapy. What are we doing? What are we doing?
Yes, this is always open mic, and yes, it is poetic therapy. If you need to talk about something, to relieve some mental stress or just want to get into your peace. Either way, you're
okay,
here.
Well, listen. I'm gonna do this prompt that I was given, and it's called "I'd like to make a toast."
The
y'all
mic
ready?
Is yours.
Right.
Indeed.
I'd like to make a toast to all the times that we let time take time away from sweet moments, to all the time when we were too afraid to ask, thinking to do something out of character we received with a tisk. A toast to the lies we told ourselves just to make it through this moment, this hour, this day, this week, this month, the way we struggled and self-medicated with a blunt. I always wondered how many times we let the stress be a guest in our minds, constricting our hearts and chests, making it hard to believe in ourselves and our ability, so we lie to ourselves, fake it until we make it, let the fear exist behind our eyes, cataracting our vision, fucking up life missions. And I need to toast for all the times that I got roasted, joned on, rolled on, because I was not acceptable to public popularity. Poor Pigpen, nothing but lent to lend, had nothing but friendship to spend, but his money was no good, so he stayed broke. I'd like to make a toast to every change, every takeaway, every heartache, every heartbreak, every drop ball and mistake, every missed opportunity, day look, dollar short and day late. I'd like to make a toast to running from the deep night of depression to the bright light of love's lesson, of loving yourself and being better for self, giving more than receiving, treating yourself like top shelf. I'd like to make this toast to the better love and family and the way of my days, the wow, the wise counsel, and the movement of my now, surrounded by living, breathing affirmations, epiphanies, the honey smooth and dripping sensations, spirits and saints, crews and angels, diatribes that verbally paint images, words, and sounds, the way that honey drips is how we get down. I like to make a toast to never giving up on my babies, no matter how much their mother hated me, that moved through the tumultuous teens and won, no matter how many the courts never aided me. My kids are so beautiful and successful. They are the grand savers. They are the party at every family gathering. Like we deep or it's just a spattering. I'd like to make a toast for poetry, for saving me, for love, saving me, for family, for saving me, for the world that life would be. Each day, no matter how hard, grow sweeter, be our toast and salute to all those who made a change for the better and are willing to do the same.
Oh. As always, you brought something amazing here. I love that piece,
yes.
Holly. God, that was
toasting
a
missed opportunity.
So beautiful.
Wow.
Man.
I love that.
Deep.
I love that. Man, oh.
He always does it.
He did it.
He
did it again. He's got me sitting here running through what he had just done, and I'm sitting here
mm-hmm.
going, he's right. Yes, this is true. The opportunities, those moments that we did not hold on to. Wow.
Always. Man, thank you so much for having me. I'm a fan there. But you do this
well,
thing every time. Leave me sitting
well,
there.
I look like, well, I like to say thank you to you guys for helping maintain this space. You know, my 50s, my family, away from my family that is family. The fact that we all stay aligned and keep each other in mind for everything that happens, that we stay in, given the space so that, you know, we have to support each other and believe in each other. And I believe in y'all. I believe in everything that you're doing. So, you know, it's not that hard to come through and just be. You know, it's one of the most important things about us being here, is creating spaces for people to express themselves. True expression of yourself is the truest form of freedom that you'll ever experience. The ability to basically stand out first and say, this is me. And so, I don't know, love poetic therapy. It's what we're all about. I love it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
Right back at you, love. Oh, man, awesome.
I don't know if you're going to be able to get over there in the therapist's office because there's quite a few people out there. But you can grab a glass of wine and pick your recliner of your choice and sit back, put the headphones on, and listen to some music until the door opens.
Don't let me get in there.
All right. Oh, Lord. Mom, thank you, baby. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Whoops. Wait a minute. I keep cutting people off. They still talking. What was you saying?
No, I said, that's what's up. Stand the man, Phillips.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. With you and the other poets that have been on here, this has been nothing short of a great evening. Thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right, love. One love, one mic. Wow. All right,
wow.
Then we're down to our very last caller. Let's open up this microphone and see who we got on the mic. Area code 585, welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Oh, this is Doug Curry. How you doing?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
How are you?
Hello. I'm great.
It has
been
a while.
It has been a while, and you know, I'm glad that when I signed on tonight, I didn't get a chance to come on right away. I really got a chance to hear some very nice stuff. I want to thank Vicky Aqua for reminding me of this tonight. And a shout out Joe and to Lady A and to all the poets that we've heard tonight. I found something I wrote a long time ago that kind of makes me feel good to read, so I hope it makes everybody else feel the same. This is called The Flood.
The mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. The Flood. I remember the day. The earth stood still. It rained that day. The rivers were swollen. The polar bear frolicked on the ice in the freezing, falling snow. The oceans rose. Tears of pain welled in mother's eyes but did not fall. Tears of mirth and joy bounced off the last high-keening note of the last lament. Drops of rain hung suspended in flight. Were they caught falling from the sky, rolling off the petal of a lily, or splashing off the hot asphalt pavement? Did not matter. Everywhere the air was wet, pregnant with life's nectar. The world turned to wetness that day. Milk flowed from dusty, barren cows to the delight of impoverished children of color. Their last taste of milk had come from mother. The blood of infidels and inquisitors, blacks and whites, Muslims and Jews flowed as one down into the sewers to feed the rodents' hungry offspring. The last battle of the last war was done. A baby's gurgling hung in the air. A display of glee at receiving her first taste of honey from a daddy's finger. A sperm whale calf moves quickly to one side, ever athletic maneuver, avoiding the peril of the great white shark's deadly jaws. In the whole world, there was not one thing that was not right. For once, what should be, was. On the day the earth stood still, only the flood of all things wet moved against the harshness, the arrogance, the self-sustenance of the hard, the tough, the unyielding. The day the earth stood still was in reality but a moment. It was our moment to realize the promise of what had always been. In that moment of wetness, I went swirling, driving down, twisting, circling, and cut in and out like a ladle churning butter, winding deeper into the hot, yielding wetness of you. Embroiled in passion, we melted into this liquid state, hotter than lava and with occasional eruptions just as propulsive. And then a cooling, dewy concoction of our love and fervent labor ran between us. It dripped. It formed puddles. It settled upon us. We were thus mingled, and any distinction between your soul and mine was now washed clean away. From our salving, sloshing, soul-coating emulsions, we emerged as one. We were, from that moment, more solid than ever before. The rings then fell. The blood coursed extravagantly within us, and so was propelled by the excitement of lovers, young and old, everywhere. In our eyes, everywhere there was abundant life, promising forever that where there is he, she shall be as well, and that for each pair of the world's lovers, one day too, the earth will stand still. End poem.
Love that closing stanza.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. Oh, man.
Awesome piece. Wow. That was really, really, oh, man. Sheesh.
What was the name of that piece again? Excuse me?
What was the name of that piece again?
The Flood. The Flood.
Really deep. Wow.
Oh, man.
Wow.
I have some friends, I have some women friends that they say, well, Doug Curry, you always write about history, and you always write about politics, and you always write these little deep thoughts, but you'll never write about love. Everything's about love. Don't you know that? What else is there?
Everything.
There you go.
The ultimate goal is love, is to reach love. So you're absolutely right. I love that piece,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah.
And
I hope you enjoyed.
I did immensely. Thank you. And I appreciate you calling in. And anytime you want to, you can call in. You know, Epiphany Got a Show every night of the week. And it's always an open mic here for you.
You're always there.
Yeah.
We appreciate the platform. And I appreciate the company of people that I know. And I love to hear you every time I get a chance.
Oh, thank you.
We definitely enjoy your pieces very much.
I promise to be around.
All right, man. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Well, I was wrong. That was awesome. I love to hear poets that I haven't heard in a long time and them bring me new pieces. It's an awesome experience. I mean, not that I don't love all the people that I hear regularly, but the new ones, they bring, you know, and it does something for me. And I'm a fan of everybody, basically, you know. And
yeah, I know.
Awesome.
That's what it is, though. That is it.
Yeah. And we got one more caller. One last caller.
Yes, we do.
You know what? I think he does this because he just likes to close out the show. I'm going to open up his microphone anyway. Hey, Just Jay, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight, bro?
You will not use that tone with me after accusing me of being a thief.
I can't stand it.
Did you hear that stand? Backhand cross.
You think he slipped.
And I'm supposed to say hello after that. Ooh. I wish I would.
Ooh, oh, let me bang on you now. You know, like my niece used to say, she was 3 years old. She said,
Stan,
you know,
I know you ain't
you
got
up.
Nothing to do with this, Stan. I know you a good guy.
No,
you ain't got nothing to do with this. Oh, my goodness, man. The treatment. Where's Kalinda when you need her?
Kalinda is not here tonight because there is no open bar. Okay, that is on Wednesday.
Oh,
so
I keep
you
on
get no
go boycotting for a bar in this joint.
You get no savior, okay?
Stan,
it ain't happening, Captain. Don't get my co-host involved in your shenanigans.
I heard you tell that man that it wasn't nobody else on the line. I had pressed one again. He said, your hand is not down. I said, it was up.
Your hand was down. You had just pressed it. I watched myself. I'm the one working.
Man, I know you ain't got nothing to do with this, bro.
I'm doing the switchboard. I'm doing the music. And I'm doing, look, and I'm doing, look. Don't play
you,
with it.
You
don't
seen that
it.
Man hand up.
You know what? I ain't going to go there with you.
That man.
I'm being nice.
And his poetry was beautiful, too. That was crazy on top of it. So I guess it was so
good.
But just drowned out any vision that I even had my hand up.
You know what? You know what? How you doing tonight, Jay?
I'm all right. How you doing?
How are you?
You could have stopped there whenever you was ready.
I'm making it do what it do, baby. Yeah. It's all good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
My hand was up.
Mm-hmm. you know, whatever you say, I'm gonna let you be great. I'm gonna let you be great.
Oh, not as me being great.
That?
That's two times she didn't even
be
great. Talk. That's the second infraction of never, young lady. All right.
Infraction.
Let me go ahead and get them out.
Infraction. Yeah, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight, Jack?
That was it. I just did. I wrote that out. And then you kept chiming in on time. I thought we was doing a collab.
Here you go. You want me in your inbox tonight, don't you?
Stan,
you know
how
what?
Did
you
say that? Would
you
critique that piece? Stan,
would
you critique that piece?
You know what? I just got my hair done yesterday, and my head hurts. I ain't messing with you tonight. I got a kind of a headache. Yeah.
Now you messing with me. I'm trouble or something. Come on, man.
You are trouble. That's what I need to start calling your butt. Trouble.
The caller is always right. You're killing me with this. Yeah.
This ain't traffic.
Okay.
This ain't traffic. No, Curly ain't always right. And this ain't no retail. No places.
McDonald's.
this ain't McDonald's. No, you can't have it your way. It ain't working like
that's
that.
That's Burger King.
Get to your piece. Oh, you're so arrogant. Oh, you ornery. Get to your piece. The mic is
helping my fellow man out one at a time. Quit playing. Hold on,
man.
I am done. I'm pushed myself. Okay. Thank me when love's the rainbow, full of unblemished, beautiful colors. Erase the memory of how she tainted me. Bring my vision to 2020 again. Give me your lenses so that I too can have vision unblemished. Your aroma has my olfactories on steroids. You get me high, so I eat Dominoes to avoid my noise. Only a dream comes to a dreamer, says Freud. Even in my dreams, you sleep your back next to my frame, bringing the lane to full vigor. I just came. Glad you could come. Let's Netflix and chill so we can do as we will. You want my baby. No need for a pill. Baby, I will be your real deal. The classic, like classic. Spastic, trembling like electricity. Word blizzardry. Boom.
Word wizardry? How would you just
word say? Blizzardry.
Oh, blizzardry.
Blizzardry. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. That was nice. Now, you know I'm a fan of your work, but I'm about to put you on punishment for cutting
I know.
Coming on here.
I'll be
right?
Messing up all the time. I knew it was coming. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be you.
You know it.
Leave me alone. I'm the caller. You're supposed
me.
To be working with me and guide me in the right direction
like
if I get off track.
Stepchild with freckles
oh,
and
again,
with no
the redhead stepchild.
Cut
look forward up. No, but that piece was beautiful, Jack. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, you don't have to say it if you don't mean it. I appreciate you saying it. You don't have to say it if you don't mean it.
I don't tell no lies to none of y'all. I have no reason to lie, so don't play with it, okay? When I compliment
all
you,
right.
It's sincere, okay? Don't make
spoken
me
like a
get,
woman.
You know what? Take me there. You trying to take me there. Told you my head hurts. I ain't take no medicine. Cause we need to change, okay? And you about
yeah.
I'm like a firecracker with a half a wick about to light it. Okay, don't.
Stan, you have my condolences.
No, I'm gonna tell you right now. I know what this is, Garrett. I know this now
yeah.
for a fact. You were not going to be happy till she chewed the rest of that ass. You were not leaving.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Right,
that's
man.
Exactly
you know.
It is. Mm-hmm. Some men like abuse. They like that. See, I'm not an abusive woman. I'm not like that. I'm being nice.
I'm really glad to hear that. Yep. I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and get out the way. But you didn't hear me, see me sitting there. I had my hand up. I was like, man, let me check and see if I did have my hand up. I pressed one again and said, you're off the host queue. I said, oh.
I'm not even gonna give it no thought. Not tonight.
No.
I'll cuff you out about it later.
All right.
Thank you for calling in, Jay. Beautiful peace.
All right.
One love, one mic.
Excellent peace, my friend.
Kalinda.
Lord.
Say
that
again, Stan.
I said that was an excellent piece. That was an excellent.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate that. Y'all have a smashingly good show.
Good evening to you, sir.
One love, one mind.
All right. Uh huh. Mm-hmm. All that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Shazam.
Oh, God. Oh, my head. Look at here. Lord, Stan, thank you
yes, ma'am.
For being such an awesome co-host. I appreciate you every single time doing this show with you. It works for us, and I'm so grateful to have you as a co-host. Do you have any last words for closing tonight?
Yes, I do. Number one, I reciprocate those feelings back to you, too. This works. And it's always wonderful to be on the air with you. It is. And tonight was so much fun. It really was so
it
much
was.
Fun. And I'm going to close this with a poem, which
awesome.
Was a poem, which we had one of our own poets
awesome.
This evening do one off of a prompt. Well, this prompt was actually a quote out of a Lewis Carroll book. The time has come, the walrus said, to talk of many things. And I took that and I thought, yeah, there is a time to talk about a lot of things. But we have to be willing to listen as well. So I wrote this piece and it's called Knee Jerk. Notoriety. Thank you, my dear. Notoriety, manufactured piety in the instant society, requiring no verification, just constant repetition, achieving confirmation. In the beginnings, facts, where reality left tracks before emotions react. Now volume and bluster, the perpetual filibuster tarnishes truth's luster. No wonder our distress. Who to trust within this mess? Suspicions and fears oppress. One possible way we might retract. Don't let smoke and mirrors make you react. Just stop. Take a breath. Think. Then act. It's in not leaping in alarm, holding fast to your calm. The truth sings out like a psalm. End peace.
Wow. What a way to end the show. I'm glad Poetic said something to you about bringing a piece, a longer piece to us, because that was well worth the wait, man. Thank you. Oh man. Awesome.
Thank you. My
awesome.
Pleasure. This man. Has been a magnificent evening.
Yes.
I am not going to have any problems enjoying going back to the archives and listening to this all over again.
Okay. Definitely. I always go back to the archives to listen. Because the poetry is just so captivating. It's something I need to hear again. And I could listen to it over and over again. But man, thank you so much, Dan. Awesome. All co-hosts, man, I could ask for. Thank you so much. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, like I always say, I want you guys to get that good relationship going with yourself, okay? Because within, that's where spirit lies. You have to love yourself first before you can love anybody else, okay? I want you to continue to love one another, respect each other, and still be safe, because this germ out here is no joke. It's still getting people, you know, and it doesn't discriminate. Comes after whomever. Just continue to do what you do. I want to thank all the callers, everybody that brought them awesome pieces. Like my co-host said, it's very, very diverse, and I love it. I love all the unique styles and different pieces and personalities. It's a wonderful thing. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, I want to say peace.
If I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a tote tag is want less, I'm a hoe, I'm a hoe. So iceberg, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys or my granny, still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes the most. One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult. When the bright cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke. You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me what does cry. Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will it fall. And they won't let me live, even when we must that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I've got hood in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that of the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.